We're in Vegas, and we'll probably be in debt to the Las Vegas airport before we leave.
So I'm Nate, and I'm here with my friend Dave. Dave, how would you describe Wesley, our friend that is also on this trip?
Alabama hat, sparse chest hair.
And Wes, how would you describe Dave?
He's got a red shirt and jeans and a pretty awesome Sweetwater Brewing hat.
And we all know what I look like. I'm dashing.
You kind of have airplane hair. And your backpack is on crooked.
We're going to get dinner and then fly to Seattle. Wesley, Dave, and I have made it.
Did you know that Mount Rainier is a volcano, Nate?
Yeah.
It is.
We're at the bottom of this stream by Mount Rainier. And we're tasting it. It's really clean. It's nice and cold because it's from melted snow at the top of the mountain.
Up the mighty mountain we go, snow before us, cities below.
I'm right now standing on a mountain, the chill of snow on my feet as I wear sandals up here.
We just saw a hoary marmot. Good talk.
Went to the Seattle Center, which is where the Space Needle is. We did not go on the Space Needle because it was outrageously expensive. Nate's buying us original Starbucks for those of us that want to partake.
We're looking for the gum wall. We're following Wes. He's got a bead on it.
Just looking for the dot on the Google map.
Okay. It's pretty sticky and colorful.
Life's about making memories, and so we're going to make a memory about walking through Portland after midnight because the bus left us. What I'm going to take away from this night is that I had some ridiculously awesome beer. Four different breweries tonight. Complete success.
One, two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 steps to get around this tree. Overheard in the redwood forest, I feel like Treebeard could have done a lot with the ring.
That's right. You know, these trees are pretty massive. You know, just discussing the merits of Ent invasion of Mordor. Basically, Dave's point was that Sauron probably could have used fire pretty effectively to take down a lot of the trees. Ooh, standing over a very hot fire, cooking some dogs in a little unconventional way. They're kind of wrapped in foil because the grill's kind of sketchy looking. They would have been rolling all over the place. And last thing we wanted to do was lose a dog.
We are on our way to Napa. You can tell because of the change in the landscape. We're out of the huge redwood forests, and now there's much more rolling hills and meadows and wine nurseries. What do you call those?
Vineyards. Yeah, it does look like a settler's board. You got the greens and the browns and the reds coming together. Over there, that would be where we'd get our ore. You see that stony hill?
Yeah. All right, we made it through L.A. There's a lot of traffic in L.A. That's what we mainly did.
18 all seatbacks and tray tables in the full upright lock position.
I learned that L.A. sucks a little bit because there's a lot of traffic. And Seattle is cool because it has a ferry. And the redwoods are awesome because the trees are big. And Portland's pretty neat, especially the public transportation.
Aside from bus 77.
Yay! Home.
I have had a grand total of 101 different beers that I've tasted on this trip. Pretty proud of that.
Sometimes when we audio blog, my beard brushes the microphone. Does that show up?
Yes. Okay, stop that.